This is Sam, and you're listening to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Sam. Welcome back to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast. Thank you for being here. Game number 95. Gotta start off with a big thank you to Audrey G, who listens with her boyfriend. Just left me a great 5-star rating on Apple. Here's what she wrote. Sam is fun to listen to and engaging, which is hard to do when not live. We've been longtime listeners now and truly look forward to each new episode. Thank you, Sam, for all the good times you've helped us have. Hey, Audrey, I appreciate it. Thanks for playing along. Thank you for being a longtime listener. You and your boyfriend, thank you both. I highly appreciate it. I mean, I love doing this. This is one of my favorite things I do every week. And, you know, frankly, I would have probably gotten distracted by now had I not had people like you reach out. So thank you so much. And yeah, this will be a shorter episode today. I only got 2 rounds. I apologize for that. I figured 2 would be better than none, because with the live game coming up this Friday, March 22nd at 8 p.m. Central, for anyone that wants to play along and send in their answers while I broadcast live on YouTube, I wanted to focus my energy on that. I'll publish that as a podcast next week, which those end up being longer episodes anyway. So plenty of trivia coming your way, but today I got 2 rounds. Those 2 rounds, cities and common initials. So let's do this. Round number 1, cities. Sometimes I call this round states. It's the same thing. Anyway, I got 5 items which are all associated with one city. I will give you the clues. You tell me the answer for each item. Now, similar to Movie Links, this round is designed as a puzzle, because once you figure out what the common city is, the rest of the items will come easier. And for this reason, I will read over each of the clues twice. All right, here we go. I got, again, 5 items, each item relating to a common city. All right, here we go. Item number 1. This major North American professional sports team has 17 league titles, with the most recent being won in 2008. With 17 titles, this team is tied for the most in its league. All right, number 2. Referred to as the incident on King Street by some, this conflict took place on March 5th, 1770, and resulted in the deaths of 5 people. Following the incident, 8 men were charged with murder, but with future President John Adams serving as their defense lawyer, 6 of these men would be acquitted, and the remaining 2 were only convicted of manslaughter. All right, number 3. Airing from 1982 to 1993, this television show primarily took place in one large room, with some scenes taking place in the adjacent pool room or in the adjacent office. Viewers seldomly saw the characters anywhere else, but it did happen on occasion. All right, number 4. Betty Crocker describes this dessert as, quote, a heavenly combination of light, buttery layer cake, creamy vanilla custard, and rich chocolate icing. And number 5. While technically located in neighboring Chestnut Hill, this Jesuit school is associated with the common city. Notable quarterbacks who played for this ACC-affiliated school include Matt Ryan, Doug Flutie, and Matt Hasselbeck. All right, we're going to go over those again. See, maybe you know an item or 2, maybe you know what the common city is, and that'll help you get these. Item number one, this major North American professional sports team has 17 league titles, with the most recent being won in 2008. With 17 titles, this team is tied for the most in its league. All right, number two. Referred to as the incident on King Street by some, this conflict took place on March 5th, 1770, and resulted in the deaths of five people. Following the incident, eight men were charged with murder, but with future President John Adams serving as their defense lawyer, six of these men would be acquitted, and the remaining two were only convicted of manslaughter. All right, number three. Airing from 1982 to 1993, this television show primarily took place in one large room, with some scenes taking place in the adjacent pool room or in the adjacent office. Viewers seldomly saw the characters anywhere else, but it did happen on occasion. All right, number four. Betty Crocker describes this dessert as, quote, a heavenly combination of light, buttery layer cake, creamy vanilla custard, and rich chocolate icing. And number five. While technically located in neighboring Chestnut Hill, this Jesuit school is associated with the Common City. Notable quarterbacks who played for this ACC-affiliated school include Matt Ryan, Doug Flutie, and Matt Hasselbeck. All right, we went over each of those twice. Pause now if you need more time. I'm going to go over those answers. All right, number one, the professional sports team with 17 league titles. I am referring to the Boston Celtics. Item two, the incident on King Street. That's what it's called across the pond, but over here we typically call it the Boston Massacre. Number three, the show that aired from 1982 to 1993. Yeah, that show pretty much just took place in a bar. Cheers. All right, number four, the heavenly combination of light, buttery layer cake, creamy vanilla custard, and rich chocolate icing. That is, yeah, it's a Boston cream pie. It's technically a cake. I guess apparently it was named before we differentiated between cake and pie, because they were all just made in the same pan. So that's why it's called a pie, even though it's actually a cake. Thank you, Betty Crocker, for explaining that. And then number five, the Jesuit school, technically located in the neighboring Chestnut Hill. I'm referring to Boston College. The Common City, of course, being Boston, which leads me to a special shout out. I gotta wish a happy birthday to Donna of the Cape Crusaders. I saw you were celebrating in Boston. You inspired that round. I hope you had a wonderful birthday. All right, that was round number one, cities. Coming up, we got round number two, common initials. All right, round number two, common initials. I guess today I'm going to call these flip-flopped common initials. So for common initials, I have 10 items, all featuring a pair of common initials. But for this round, I'm going to be slightly trickier than normal, not because I'm trying to be tricky, but just because I couldn't come up with 10 items with the initials I wanted to use, so I inverted them. So anyway, the initials for the first five items will be JT, and then the initials for the last five items will be TJ. So slightly trickier than normal, but hey, it is what it is. All right, let's do this. Item number one. Speaking of the Boston Celtics, this five-time NBA All-Star was selected by the team with the third overall pick in 2017. All right, item number two. This is the name of the influential British agriculturalist who perfected a horse-drawn seed drill around 1701. And it's also the name of a British rock band which formed in Blackpool in 1967. All right, item number three. This actor famously portrayed Danny Zuko in 1978. Item number four. Alive from 1887 to 1953, this versatile athlete won two Olympic golds in the 1912 Games, one for classic pentathlon and the other in the decathlon. He went on to enjoy a career in Major League Baseball and professional football, where he would be named to the NFL's 1920s All-Decade team, as well as the NFL's 50th anniversary team. All right, number five. Named after a plant native to the American Southwest, this 1987 album features the hits With or Without You and I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. All right, now we're switching from JT to TJ. Let's do this. All right, number six. This was the second American president to voluntarily step aside and not seek re-election after serving a second term. All right, number seven. This Welsh singer, famous for songs like It's Not Unusual and Delilah, received knighthood in 2006 and has been a coach on every season of The Voice UK, except for season five. All right, number eight. The Pioneer Woman has a recipe for this popular cocktail, where the beverage is mixed with vodka, lemon juice, Worcester sauce, hot sauce, horseradish, celery salt, and black pepper, along with garnishes. Number nine. Olympic records for this event were set by American Kenny Harrison with 18.09 meters in 1996 and Venezuela's Yulimar Rojas with 15.67 meters in 2021. And item number 10. Based in Cheyenne, this fast food chain is famous for special deals every Tuesday, as well as its signature deep-fried potato crowns. All right, pause now if you need more time. We will go over those again, but then we'll reveal the answers. So let's do this. Again, the first five, the initials are JT. All right, number one. So this five-time NBA All-Star was selected by the Boston Celtics with the third overall pick in 2017. All right, I am speaking of Jason Tatum. All right, number two. This is the name of the influential British agriculturalist who perfected a horse-drawn seed drill around 1701. It's also the name of a British rock band which formed in Blackpool in 1967. Yeah, that would be Jethro Tull. All right, number three. This actor famously portrayed Danny Zuko in 1978. Yeah, that character was from Greece, so John Travolta. All right, number four. Alive from 1887 to 1953, this versatile athlete won two Olympic golds in the 1912 Games, one for classic pentathlon and the other in the decathlon. He went on to enjoy a career in Major League Baseball and professional football, where he would be named to the NFL's 1920s All-Decade team, as well as the NFL's 50th anniversary All-Time team. Apparently, he even dabbled in basketball and considered getting into hockey. I am talking about Jim Thorpe. All right, number five. Named after a plant native to the American Southwest, this 1987 album features the hits With or Without You, and I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. Yeah, one of the best-selling albums of all time, that is U2's The Joshua Tree. All right, now I'm switching to TJ. All right, number six. This was the second president to voluntarily step aside and not seek re-election after serving a second term. Yeah, Washington set the precedent, and Thomas Jefferson really solidified that. A few presidents would try to break that. Ulysses S. Grant, Teddy Roosevelt. Obviously, Franklin Delano Roosevelt would be successful in breaking that unwritten rule. But yeah, Thomas Jefferson really solidifies that unwritten rule. Today it's now been just made a rule through an amendment to the Constitution, but yeah. All right, number seven. This Welsh singer, famous for songs like It's Not Unusual and Delilah, received knighthood in 2006 and has been a coach on every season of The Voice UK except for season 5. Yeah, that would be Tom Jones, who I gather would have been quite the heartthrob. All right, number eight. The Pioneer Woman has a recipe for a popular cocktail where this beverage is mixed with vodka, lemon juice, Worcester sauce, hot sauce, horseradish, celery salt, and black pepper along with the garnishes. Yeah, that recipe was for a Bloody Mary. You just need the tomato juice. All right, number nine. Olympic records for this event were set by American Kenny Harrison with 18.09 meters in 1996 and Venezuela's Yulimar Rojas with 15.67 meters in 2021. Yeah, I'm talking about the triple jump, and shout out to a fellow cheesehead, Kenny Harrison, who was born in Milwaukee. All right, and finally, number 10, based in Cheyenne. This fast food chain is famous for special deals every Tuesday, as well as its signature deep-fried potato crowns. Those deep-fried potato crowns, those are the potato oles. I'm talking about Taco John's and their famous Taco Tuesday. Back when I was a student at UW-Eau Claire, I like literally lived behind a Taco John's. We would go there all the time, for sure every Tuesday. You'd be stupid not to. The tacos were so cheap. I don't know what Taco Tuesday's selling for these days at a Taco John's. I don't know what it is. But back then it was like 60 cent tacos or something ridiculous like that. It was great. Again, you couldn't afford not to go. Anyway, that was Common Initials. Yeah, the initials JT and TJ. I really wanted to do the initials JT because not only was it Donna's birthday, Donna, a regular for my YouTube-based live game, but it was also Josh's birthday, Josh of Simply the Best. So shout out to Josh, my favorite librarian. Shout out to you. Happy birthday. I hope it was a good one. Shout out to anyone whose birthday it is. I'm admittedly bad at birthdays, but I saw that it was both of their birthdays on the Facebook, so needed to give both of them a shout out. Anyway, guys, that's all I have for today. Sorry for only two rounds, but I'm going to be back really soon. Again, I'm hosting on the YouTube. I'm hosting on the YouTube Friday, March 22nd, 8 p.m. Central. If you're interested in playing, join the Facebook page or reach out an email if you're not a Facebook person. I will hook you up. All right. That's all I got for today. Peace out and pod on, you nerds.